Amazon wants the public to know that its fulfillment warehouses are fun enough for the Girl Scouts. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Amazon's warehouses are the key to its operations. Products come in, get organized and boxed up, and shipped out to customers. There are more than 100 of these so-called fulfillment centers in the U.S., and they have not always had a reputation for being great places to work. Just last week, workers near Minneapolis walked off the job over a cap on their hours. The day before that, in Sacramento, workers protested the company's time-off policy. And of course, last year, there were those reports about employees urinating in bottles at a UK warehouse to avoid taking bathroom breaks. To counter the bad press, Amazon is inviting more people in. The company offers public tours in 23 of its U.S. warehouses. Marketplace Tech producer Stephanie Hughes went along on one. The company is positioning these tours as friendly enough for kids.
When tour groups enter the Amazon Fulfillment Center in Edison, New Jersey, the first thing they get is a pair of headphones and a radio.
Oh, goodness. That is loud. There you go. Can you hear me?
On this particular tour, Amazon guide Reagan Quilty is leading a group of Girl Scouts, and me, around the facility. We're listening to her by radio because the warehouse is really loud. Squeaking jacks lift up pallets of stuff, 12 miles of conveyor belts move bins of things, and periodically, buzzers sound to let you know when a belt is stopping or starting back up. Amazon wants people to hear and see all of this. One of the company's stated goals in offering the tours is to provide more transparency into what it's like to work in a warehouse. In other words, they're trying to prove that it's not that bad.
This is a small part that they are trying to do to change the public opinion.
Sunil Gupta studies business strategy as a professor at Harvard. If the tours are successful, Gupta says they could actually make customers feel closer to the company.
It's like if you go to a restaurant and if you have an open kitchen where you can see the cook actually making the food, it suddenly tastes good. And in fact, there are studies which show that if you see something being made, it tastes different than if it's just prepackaged and shipped to you.
At the warehouse, tour guide Reagan Quilty walks the Girl Scouts through the process of sorting millions of items into Amazon's system.
Brand new items, and we're going to put them away.
All of the products in this warehouse are under 18 inches in length. They arrive from the outside world, jars of pork rinds, pairs of socks, tubes of caulk. Workers then place the items into slots and big towers of stuff called pods. Yogi Kotak, who's one of the workers, demonstrates with a Spanish language dictionary.
I'm going to pick up the item. Make sure that item is not damaged. Then I'm going to scan the item.
As soon as she does, a clock appears on the screen above her, counting the seconds since she last put an item away. Amazon says it uses these kinds of timers to give employees a better sense of how they're doing.
Then I can pick up the next item, do the same thing, and continue.
Once Kotak is done, an autonomous robot moves the pod away. It will stay on the floor until someone buys an item that's stored in it, at which point it'll move to another worker, who begins assembling an outgoing order. When the pods are all moving around, they sort of look like blocks in a massive game of Tetris.
They have cameras on the bottom and on either side, so they can see where they're going. And you can see how these guys get very close to each other, but they're sensors, so they'll never crash into each other.
This choreography between robots and humans is one of the things that most stood out to the Girl Scouts on the tour. Anna Matos is 8 years old and lives in Kearney, New Jersey.
I thought it was all just robots who did it and no people do it at all.
Oh, you didn't think people were involved at all?
Yeah. It just says that these days people really want to work hard and they just don't want to let robots do everything.
Amazon says another one of its goals with these tours is to inspire kids. In the case of Matos' sister, 12-year-old Sophia, it might have worked.
I have hopes to become scientists one day, so hopefully. Maybe even a programmer for the robots. That would be very fun.
The way automation is changing work, by the time Matos enters the workforce, being a robot programmer might be the only human job left in an Amazon warehouse.
That's Marketplace Tech producer Stephanie Hughes. You can see videos of those robots moving the pods around on our website, marketplacetech.org. And now for some related links. In other Amazon warehouse news that still doesn't make the warehouses sound like great places to work, The U.S. Supreme Court ruled this week that workers can move forward with a lawsuit to force Amazon to pay them for time they spend getting searched by security after their shifts are over. The searches are to make sure the workers haven't stolen anything while they're packing boxes. The workers say they could spend as much as 25 minutes waiting in line to get screened by metal detectors. Also this week, Amazon workers in Sacramento organized and petitioned the company to rehire two people who had been fired. One had reportedly exceeded her unpaid time off by 1 hour after her mother-in-law died. It's unclear why the other person was fired, but Vice reported that both were hired back within 24 hours of the petition. Over at our website, you'll also find a link to a story about the walkout in Minnesota, which is the second one there in about 2 months. That warehouse, for what it's worth, is not one of the ones that you can tour. But if you still want to tour one of them, we've got a link to Amazon's website for booking a visit. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.